This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Haney. Have you ever been the victim of investment fraud? How do you even spot it? Following the old adage about things that sound too good to be true can help, but fraud can be more complicated than that, as many people have found out, watching someone they and their friends trusted steal their life savings. We'll be talking about protecting yourself from investment fraud this afternoon. In about 15 minutes, how balloons are making the internet more available around the world. But first, are you ready for some football? The Bengals play their first preseason game tomorrow against the Atlanta Falcons. Chick Ludwig hosts the Monday Morning Quarterback on Fox Sports 1360 in Cincinnati and the Chick Ludwig Show on Dayton's 980 WONE. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, emailing talk at WVXU or finding us on Facebook or Twitter. Chick, a hearty hooday to you.
Absolutely, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on. Yes, we are ready for some football.
You know, I was rather surprised, too. I was doing some online reading the other day. Checked out NBC Sports, checked out CBS Sports. NBC happens to have the Bengals ranked number 6, and then CBS has them number 7 in their preseason power rankings. In fact, I was rather startled, being a longtime Bengals fan, to read that NBC is saying the Bengals are becoming one of the elite teams in the NFL. Do you think that's a good assessment?
You know what? Pretty shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing, but they have drafted extremely well the last several years. And, man, when I look at this team, Mark, since the Super Bowl era of the 1980s, 81 and 88, this is the most talent and, gosh, the most amount of optimism that I have seen since those Super Bowl era teams. And now, can the Bengals come through? They know management, coaches, players know that the Bengals have not won a playoff game in 22 seasons. It's the longest playoff victory drought currently in the NFL. That absolutely has to end this year.
You know, it's been 45 years since the Bengals were founded, and for those of us Bengals fans who've been counting, you mentioned 22 years since a playoff streak. It's been actually, 24 years since they actually made it all the way to the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right, the 1988 season, and, you know, everybody remembers the ice storm, the blizzard up in Pontiac, Michigan, 1988, technically 89 because of the way the calendar fell, but wouldn't it be cool to have a blizzard Super Bowl outside in East Rutherford, New Jersey on February 2nd against the San Francisco 49ers and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Don't get me going.
Super Bowl 48.
You know, and the Bengals, they've made it to the playoffs 3 of the last 4 seasons. It's just they haven't gotten past that first game. What are some of the things that you see that they need to do to break through this year?
Oh, first of all, you know, when I'm looking at this team, the first thing that leaps out at me is the defensive line. It is absolutely spectacular with Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap, and Michael Johnson. A great defensive line. I think the linebackers are strong. Now, can they put the heat on the quarterback to ease the strain on the secondary? But I have all the faith in the world in Mike Zimmer. For all the fans out there, the defensive coordinator of the Bengals, Mike Zimmer, you would run through fire for this guy in a gasoline suit. As Pete Rose once said about Dave Bristol, he's that kind of guy. He's an amazing, amazing guy. And, man, the defensive players respond to it. So I really, really like this defense. And then offensively, you know, Andy Dalton gets knocked for not having the strongest arm in the world. But you love his fire. You love his leadership. And he's one of only 3 quarterbacks in NFL history to throw for 20 touchdown passes in each of his first 2 seasons in the league, joining Peyton Manning and Dan Marino. One Hall of Famer in Marino and another Hall of Famer to be in Peyton Manning. So a lot falls on the shoulders of Andy Dalton. I don't think it's a make-or-break season for him, but in his 3rd year, he definitely has to take the step forward. And what you love about this team are the pieces that they've added on offense. The Tyler Eifert, first-round draft pick out of Notre Dame, the tight end. Man, he's going to team with Jermaine Gresham, who's a 2-time Pro Bowler. So, you know, fantastic there. And then A.J. Green, the wide receiver. It's a young receiver core, but very talented. And then you add a Giovanni Bernard, a running back, a scat back that can hit home runs to complement the brutal pounding inside of a Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. So, and the entire offensive line is back. So a lot to like about this team.
You think they've added enough new talent into the mix to make a deeper run into the playoffs?
I definitely do now, getting over that that first hurdle. And, you know, a lot of experts say, hey, give Baltimore the nod simply because they're, you know, they're coming off the Super Bowl victory last year. Now, I think with all the losses they've sustained, especially on defense, Baltimore is in a rebuilding mode. They do have a great quarterback in Joe Flacco, who has as many postseason wins in 5 years, that's nine postseason wins, as Peyton Manning has nine wins in 15 seasons. So Joe Flacco is an elite quarterback. Baltimore is still, they're the Super Bowl champion. They're the team to beat. I think Pittsburgh's coming back to the pack a little bit, and I look for the Bengals to make a big move this year. And the team that you can't count out, who's going to have a factor, going to play a big role this year, is the Cleveland Browns. They are not dog biscuits.
There you go, Browns fans.
Yes.
You know, I have to confess, I didn't see Hard Knocks the other night. Didn't get a chance to watch that. But I was surprised that Bengals owner Mike Brown is allowing the team to do another one of the Hard Knocks training camp series on HBO. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think there's a couple things in play. Number one, Mike does want some positive publicity about his team to show that they are capable of making a move this year. Just you know, when you think nationally, when you think of the Bengals, you think of guys that are always going to jail, which is not the case anymore. Although they did sustain, and then this is the black eye on this team from a 19-month stretch from 05 to 07. They had 15 arrests involving 10 players. So that still hangs over this team. So the positive publicity that Hard Knocks is generating is absolutely huge for the perception nationally of the Bengals. And the second factor is nobody else wants to do it, or just a couple of teams do. And when you look at this team that's on the rise, I think HBO and Hard Knocks really convinced the Bengals, hey, we want you, and it just came together this year. I think it's a great, great idea for the Bengals. And it's going to do nothing but generate positive publicity for him.
Hey, how do you think ex-Steeler James Harrison's going to fit on this team?
I think he's fitting in well. The Steelers used a 3-4 defense, three down linemen, and four linebackers. Now he's transitioning to a 4-3 defense, four down linemen, three linebackers. He's the strong side linebacker, outside linebacker. And that there's a tremendous amount of responsibility involved with that position. You're covering a tight end. You are sealing off the outside run, and you're rushing the quarterback. So there's a lot to do with that. But he is an absolutely amazing athlete who spends hundreds of thousands of dollars every year in maintaining his body with everything from dietitians to masseuses. And he's just an incredible athlete now. What you don't want are the selfish penalties that that's gotten him into trouble in the past. But he is a physical linebacker. And the moment he walked into the Bengals locker room this year, gave that defense a boost with instant credibility.
Got any questions or comments about the Bengals and you'd like to add to the conversation? The number to call is 513-419-7100. You can also email questions to talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And, you know, we're talking about James Harrison, Chick. I think it's going to be really interesting when the Bengals play their home opener against the Steelers, because first, that's always a tough game against Pittsburgh. It's going to be on national TV. And then Harrison might get a shot at sacking his former teammate Ben Roethlisberger. How would that be for Theater of the Weird?
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's got September 16th, Monday night, circled on their calendar in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. It's going to be an emotional night for James Harrison. And, yes, he came out and said, he'll always, mentally always be a Steeler. But, felt a little disrespected there when he left that team. He comes to Cincinnati, which, doesn't happen often where a guy moves within the division, especially the AFC North. You just don't see it that often. And what an emotional night it's going to be. Paul Brown Stadium is going to be absolutely jumping. But first, they've got to get past the Chicago Bears in Soldier Field on September 8th. And That's going to be an interesting game, too, because the Bears, with the number 20th overall pick in the draft in the first round, passed on Tyler Eifert and took a guard out of the University of Oregon in Kyle Long, Howie Long's son. And last I checked, a guard doesn't often score touchdowns. So the Bengals at number 21 didn't waste any time in grabbing Tyler Eifert. He really should be a Chicago Bear. They're hurting for receivers. So that's going to be an interesting storyline the first week of the season, and then it's going to be all James Harrison, Bengals versus the Steelers. Oh, my goodness. It's not a matter of life or death, Mark. It's more important than that.
Chick, who are some of the players you think we should be keeping an eye on this year?
Well, I think the Bengals have seven players who are among the best in the league, you know, at their positions. And, gosh, I'm going to get this guy out of the way first in punter, Kevin Huber. Let's get him out of the way. I'm going to go ahead and throw Andy Dalton in there, one of three quarterbacks in NFL history to throw for 20 touchdown passes in his first two seasons. You've got Pro Bowlers, two-time Pro Bowlers, and Geno Atkins, the defensive tackle. 12.5 sacks by a defensive tackle. Are you kidding me? That is just unheard of. It's unbelievable. It's up there in the Warren Sapp range, and he's a Hall of Famer now. And Michael Johnson, the sack artist, who's the franchise player this year. Leon Hall, cornerback. He scored two defensive touchdowns last year. So this team is littered with outstanding talent.
And Mike
and
Nugent.
Just a handful of guys we should be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, Mike Nugent would have to be on my list if I were giving that out. So,
you know, yes. You know, Josh Brown did a fantastic job last year. But when Mike got signed, Mike Nugent, then Josh Brown had opened the gate for him to move on. He's a New York Giant now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I lost track of somebody there. Anyway, what is your prediction for the season?
I'm going 10-6. As tough a schedule as this is, especially early, with Chicago on the road. Then you come home with Pittsburgh. And then even if they win that Monday night game against Pittsburgh, we all know about the Monday night jinx. Here come the Green Bay Packers into town on September 22nd. Then you go up to Cleveland, which is never easy, and then you come back to only host the New England Patriots. So, you know, tough early schedule. I think this team can go 10-6. They've got 12-win talent, but they're in an 8-8 division. It's
yes,
a
they
brutal,
are.
Brutal division. I think it's the toughest division in football. The NFC West with Seattle and San Francisco, that's huge, and the NFC East, you know, with Philly, Washington, Dallas, in the New York Giants, that's always tough, too. I like the AFC North. It's an 8-8 division. The Bengals have 12-win talent. I think they win 10 games this year and go to the playoffs.
You always have good predictions there, Chick. Chick Ludwig, thank you for joining us. Chick is a sports commentator. He hosts the Monday Morning Quarterback on Fox Sports 1360 in Cincinnati. Also, the Chick Ludwig Show on 980 WONE in Dayton.